Chapter 33. El Dorado Peak, Cascade Mountains, September 6th, present day. "You can't arrest us, Mrs. Clarkson," Jake said patiently, eyeing the muzzles of Delfina's double-barrel shotgun. "You're not a police officer, and we're not terrorists." "Which is just what Osama bin Lunatic would say, I figure. This is a citizen's arrest of two highly suspicious young people who seem to be mixed up with bombs and banks and who knows what all. And by the grace of the Lord, my dogs could smell the evil on you when you came up that driveway. Now march, before my finger gets tired and sits down on this trigger." "But they bombed me," Romney exclaimed. "We're the victims. We're escaping from the terrorists, if that's what they are. You have to help us, Mrs. Clarkson." "I'm helping you into a holding cell where you can sing your story to great big guys with buzz cuts and badges. Move, woman." Romney was in shock. First the cave-in, and now this? She'd never touched a gun except for her great-grandfather's old pistol, and now one was being pointed at her. The twin muzzles looked as big as manholes. Jake handed back her pack, but kept the satchel in the backpack with the money on his own shoulders. Then he winked, as if this were all part of some game, part of his mysterious, irritating, admirable, enviable self-confidence. Was that supposed to reassure her? He could dig through bones and wink at a loaded gun. Who was this guy? Romney led the way, the dogs flanking her, with Jake behind and Delfina Clarkson's shotgun behind him. "I bet you Seattle people figured I wouldn't have TV way up here on the Cascade River, didn't you?" their captor said as they retraced their route to the trail. "You think I never go into Marble Mount for a buffalo burger and a beer?" "Oh, yes. The Safeway bombing is all over the news. And Miss Romney Pickett's picture is getting more airtime than a politician with his pants down." "So I'm missing, right? That's what the reward is for?" "And you know what? Not one newscaster has said anything about some heir of Benjamin Hood. Not one newscaster talked about pretty boy newspaper reporters or musty old mysteries. You know what? I don't think that's your cabin at all." "So at least I won't be scooped," Jake murmured. "What's that?" "I said I'm glad you're a vigorous news consumer, Mrs. Clarkson." "Shut up with your fancy talk." They hit the trail again and started down it. No amount of reasoning seemed capable of getting the crazy old woman to lower her gun.